"So you agree?" Donovan asked. Good God, she wanted to slap him. Right across his handsome face. Really hard, creating a noise so loud that it could be heard out in the hall. Or maybe in outer space. Obviously, she wasn't going to resort to violence. Donovan was an ass, but she knew what she was dealing with, and she wasn't about to take a flamethrower to her new partnership with Echo Echo. I don't agree, but I'm biased. I made the choice to let my hair go gray. I made the choice to stop trying to hold on to my youth. It takes entirely too much energy. I'd rather focus on the here and now, which is me, exactly the way you see me. So I'd like to hear what Echo thinks. It's her company, after all. Leela eased back in her chair, feeling satisfied that she'd said exactly what she needed to say. Even so, her heart was pounding fiercely. Dad, I've made a point of challenging all sorts of standards of beauty. They're so ridiculously narrow. Size, color, shape, the list goes on and on. Why not tackle age? I think the time could be right.
I don't make the rules, Donovan said. I think it's great that you want to change the narrative, but some standards will be harder to do away with than others. Age is a tough nut to crack. It's so entrenched, and you're trying to do this with a brand that hasn't fully established itself in the marketplace.
But everyone gets older. Doesn't it make sense that we would celebrate that rather than devoting so much energy to hiding it? Echo countered. He doodled a few circles on the corner of the paper before him.
Maybe. Or maybe we let someone else blaze that trail with a more well-known commodity. Some of the bigger brands are in a much better position to do it.
Echo blew out a frustrated sigh. I feel really strongly about this. Leela is gorgeous. Her hair is rad, and I love Leela B, so we are doing this. If it fails, we pivot. But I don't think it will.